Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson joins us. His team 3-0, heading to Ole Miss for a 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday night. Coach, how are you this morning?
Great. How y'all doing?
We are doing well. I know you're getting your guys ready to play. And, you know, we were talking about this team's ability to finish games. And we've seen this 3 weeks in a row. You guys really been able to close the deal, whether it's getting those first downs you need or, you know, playing great defense in the second half as you did against Rice, you know, whatever it is. You guys seem to be doing what it takes to get the job done in the second half.
Well, we have. I think that's a product of Coach John Sisk's strength and conditioning program. I think we're, you know, in very good shape, and our guys are used to playing hard and going hard even when they're tired, and I think it's also a product of, you know, probably a little more depth than we've ever had, and you know, at least quality depth.
Bobby, you know, the other thing is you've almost totally changed the profile of this team from last year, and we almost, you know, I'm sure we did beat it to death last year, but in watching and just looking at the way the Rice game flowed, field position and kicking game had a lot to do with your win. You know, your guys' ability to either flip the field or get good field position, I think, you know, really helped you a lot, you know, in terms of momentum and everything else.
It was huge. You know, we had several big plays in the kicking game. We had a good kickoff return from DJ, and then we had a great punt return from DJ. We covered well and pinned them back early in the game to the 2 yard line, so we were able to get eventual good field position. So, you know, like I said many times before, it's hard to drive the ball 80 yards. It's, you know, when you get a short field, you need to take advantage of it, and so far we have.
Bobby, the other thing, too, is your defense is really making plays. You know, they're down 14-7 on their heels a little bit. Rice is driving, has it first and 10 on your 28. In the second quarter, and you know what I'm talking about here. Brent Trice, a sack and a fumble recovery, and you promptly took the ball, drove it down to tie it, and in my mind, that had to be one of the game-changing plays.
Oh, it was a huge play, you know, just for being able to tie it up, but the momentum change, like you mentioned, it was huge, and I think it gave us a lot more confidence, and you know, it's not easy to play if you're 2 touchdowns down. So you're right, it was a huge play. And, you know, we try to be aggressive on defense, and hopefully, you know, when you do play aggressively, you're rewarded with some turnovers. And, you know, the thing that bothered me a little bit, we were aggressive and they got some big plays on us. So, you know, we got to eliminate those big plays and keep getting the big plays for us.
Coach, how much stock do you put in the stat of turnover margin? You guys are plus +5 in that department. Is that something you really look at?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't really study the ratio, but we just try to eliminate ours. I know that. And, you know, we're always trying to get the ball. But, you know, it's nothing like a turnover or a block kick or anything like that to change momentum and give you a scoring chance or take a scoring chance away from them, which could be just as important as you scoring.
Bobby, you look at you flick on the Ole Miss Wake Forest game, a very athletic offense. This quarterback, Jevon Snead, he seems like the real deal. He understands where to go with the football. They got some playmakers. What is going to be kind of your message to your defense to, you know, try to keep them in check?
Well, they're going to be very physical, too. That's the thing about it. Last year they were a physical team and ran the ball, and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis was a tough back. But they did not have the quarterback last year that they have this year to make those third down throws or make the big throw on first down to get drive started and things like that. So you're right. I think Snead is a great addition to their offense. And, you know, not only do they still have the power, but they have the big play opportunities and the driving opportunities to keep drive alive with some good throws, and he's done that consistently.
Bobby, I think the other element is, and we've talked about this a few times, the way they use Dexter McCluster in sort of their wild rebel offense, you know, just trying to throw some curves at your defense, you know, because, you know, they're trying to just get him to touch the ball more.
Right, and we probably haven't seen everything that's in that package either. I'm sure they're going to have several different passes off of that those actions and the run actions, and you know, it just puts a lot of pressure on your defense when you got all those guys flying around and he's faking it and then running up in there and possibly have a chance to throw it. So you got to be on your toes. You know, first thing is don't give up a big play, and then second, you know, be sound against everything they try to run in that offense. And it also takes a lot of time in your practice to work on that while you're not working on the routes and the regular running plays that they normally run.
Vanderbilt coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. The offensive linemen often go unnoticed, but the one guy that's been just a terrific lineman in this league for several years, or at least two or three, is Michael Orr of Ole Miss. How tough is he to deal with, especially in terms of what he does in the run game for them?
Well, he's a huge, mobile offensive lineman, and he gets those big paws on you. It's you know, it's over for that play. You know, just, you know, try to get loose or get somebody else to make the tackle or whatever, but it's over. You can line up the next play. But he just it's been a mainstay there for, like you say, those 3 years, and he's just hard to deal with. You know, we don't have anybody that size.
Do you think your guys on your defensive line are kind of looking forward to the opportunity to line up against a team that's going to run the ball and play some power football and really kind of see what they got?
Well, they will. You know, they will run power football and line up, but they're gonna test us. I think, you know, they're gonna see some of the things that Rice did, and they're gonna try to test us in the passing game also, because they have a quarterback who can deliver the football. And so it's gonna be a game where we are gonna have to play tough, but it's not gonna be that all night. We're gonna have to play it all, which makes Mississippi much harder to play than they were last year.
Bobby, I guess one area of this matchup that might be a little deceiving, because Ole Miss is last in the SEC against the rush, but they get back Perry Ejiri and Ted Laurent, two big run-stuffing tackles, so I guess that changed the dynamic a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, we'll find out. You know, we're going to try to run the football, as everybody knows, and, you know, we've got to do that to try to control the clock a little bit, and we'll just see how our guys answer the bell, and I think they'll be ready to go.